January the 10th, 1918. Dear Miss Wise and everyone at the studio, many, many thanks for your splendid parcel. I cannot tell you how opportune it was. I received it on Boxing Day when we were up the line. We have had a spell of 17 days up there and are now out for a few days. I had been off colour and could not eat army fare, but carefully selected contents of your parcel were most palatable. Miss Stock's cake is very good. It is most kind of her. All the contents are now disposed of. I'm afraid Christmas and New Year were not very merry, both being spent up the line, but we hear we're going to have a little delayed celebration now we are out. Roast pork, I believe. This is a most depressing village, absolutely deserted by the civilian population. In France, the conditions at the front were hellish, but out of the line, one could get nice little meals, drinks in estaminets, etc. Nothing of that here. No escape from army routine. I was exceedingly interested in your letter of December the 28th, received last night. Thanks, my foot is better, but the big toenail is coming off. Yes, I receive all the papers, Birmingham Mail and Sutton News from Mrs. Walker, the Sunday Chronicle sent by Father, and there is the weekly overseas mail, which I find a great treat. Would you please send me a tiny calendar? Any little thing on cardboard will do. Delighted to hear you got the work finished by Christmas Eve. But what a busy Sunday you must have had. I thought of you. You were quite brave to stay till midnight. I should say it has been quite a good Christmas rush. Miss Wise did well to satisfy Mrs. Scott Jones. She is very particular and difficult. Tell Miss Dean to try putting some grease, say Vaseline, on her hands before commencing developing. I think it would keep the bichromate of potash out of the pores of the skin. Now, I think you ought to have one or two pieces of new furniture for the studio. Mrs. Walker and Miss Wise must go shopping together. What about a limit of £8? Then, as regards the most necessary apparatus required, what did Charlie say? What about a new studio camera stand? Think it over. We are in deep snow, quite 6 inches, and it is bitterly cold. We were out last night on a trench-digging party from 5 till 11. The time did not pass quickly. Cold feet are the trouble. I have rather large boots, and I put hay in them. It's a great comfort. We go up the line shortly for 17 days or so. It sounds serious, but is nothing in comparison with Ypres. Many thanks for all your good work. I wonder when I shall see you all and the dear old place again. Yours sincerely, James Spate.